In northern Iraq, Kurdish forces have advanced some 15 miles into Iraqi territory. This comes after Baghdad's forces withdrew from part of the front line with the Kurdish enclave. Kurdish fighters are now positioned within sight of the Iraqi oil city of Kirkuk. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled with them and reports from the nearby village of Karahanjir.
It took nearly 20 minutes for a bulldozer to topple this 15-foot-tall concrete and tile portrait of Saddam Hussein. When it finally crashed to the ground, Kurdish fighters cheered and fired their weapons in the air. The portrait was easily the largest landmark in this deserted village, which until last night was still in the hands of the Iraqi army. The Iraqi forces' withdrawal followed periodic bombardment over the past week from American warplanes. The Kurds interpreted the retreat as a victory, and since the Iraqi departure, hundreds of militia fighters have been pouring through what was once a dangerous front line. On their heels came civilians from the town of Chamchamal. It didn't take them long to overrun the network of bunkers and trenches on a windswept ridge that overlooks their town. They quickly even tearing scrap metal out of the Iraqi defenses. Not everyone was looting, however. Hayman Kharshid Ahmad came with a friend to take some photos. It's a historic moment, he explained. For 12 years, we didn't dare to come up to this hill. Now I'm here and I feel free. The Iraqi withdrawal appeared to be so sudden that soldiers left behind shoes, helmets, ammunition, and papers, some of which showed the Iraqi army's system of organization. On one handwritten document, signed March 10, 2003, Private Ali Awas Saleh swore an oath to immediately inform his officers if any Kurdish opposition member tried to contact him, or if any person in his sector tried to escape. Failure, the letter concluded, would be punishable under the law. Another document had several journal entries, including one that said, quote, "We shot 183 bullets against an enemy plane." The log was dated March 21, 2003. The drive deeper into Iraqi territory went through miles of additional earthwork defenses. This ended at a hilltop where Kurdish fighters gathered to stare into the distance at the Iraqi-held city of Kirkuk. Tariq Rashid, the mayor of Chamchamal, called it the Kurdish Jerusalem. Born and raised in Kirkuk, Rashid was forced to leave the city 12 years ago, and he hasn't been back since. He's just one of tens of thousands of ethnic Kurds and Turkmen, all expelled from Kirkuk by Saddam Hussein's government. Kurdish officers said the Iraqi soldiers retreated in part to shore up defenses around Kirkuk. The top Kurdish commander, also a former Kirkuk resident named Mam Rostam, seemed convinced the Iraqis were too weak to pose much of a threat.
I think Iraq is finished.
We planted the
Afghan.
And even if they attack, it will be useless.
But close to sunset, Saddam Hussein's forces did strike back by lobbing shells some 25 miles from Kirkuk to Kurdish-held Chamchamal. An 11-year-old Kurdish boy was injured by one of the explosions. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Karahanjir, Iraq.